This is Morning Edition here on North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC. I'm David Brower. The 114th U.S. Open begins this morning in Pinehurst. For the first time, the Women's U.S. Open will be at the same venue a week later. More than 400,000 fans are expected to line the recently restored number 2 course. Jeff Tiberi is WUNC's Greensboro Bureau Chief and is in Pinehurst this week. He joins us now. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, David.
So, Jeff, the U.S. Open is the national championship of American golf, and it's one of four annual major events. Just how big is this thing?
Well, some organizers are calling this the biggest sporting event in North Carolina's history, and so far, not that I've heard, no one's disputing that. It's truly international. The U.S. Open is broadcast in more than 100 countries, and there are competitors from all over the world. There are media members here from more than 20 different countries. It's really far-reaching. I spoke with a volunteer yesterday, a guy named Bob Wilson, who convinced his wife Anne to drive down with him because it's been on his bucket list to always volunteer at a U.S. Open. So they loaded up the RV, and they drove about 850 miles down to Pinehurst to soak this in.
Fayetteville, restaurants in Fayetteville, staying in a couple of motels in Fayetteville, and here we'll go through the merchandise pavilion on the way and buy something that we absolutely do not need, but we'll do it anyway, and at the concession stand.
And now all of this is taking place on a restored course. I understand that the goal was to give the historic number 2 an original feel and cut down a little on water costs.
That's right. The three R words I've heard most used to describe the number 2 course: rustic, restored, and ragged. It's not as green as people perhaps will expect to see when it comes to a U.S. Open, when it comes to how green this course was when it was the site of the 1999 and 2005 U.S. Opens. As you mentioned off the top, David, the men's tournament is this week, followed by the women's, and that's one of the things people are going to be watching. There's no rough, per se, so there's not a lot of tall grass. There's no tall grass next to the fairway, but the greens are still going to be fast and tough, and there are a lot of people playing this course. So the men followed by the women. Golf writer Ron Syrak says that the course is, you know, a big factor these 2 weeks, and when I chatted with him, he said it's something he's going to be watching closely.
A lot of times by the end of a U.S. Open tournament, by Sunday night, the golf course is really pretty much close to dead. So the USGA is going to have to be very, very careful with how they manage Pinehurst number 2 so that it's going to be in playable condition that second week for the women.
Now, Jeff, there are 156 men in the field this week. Who should we keep an eye out for?
A few names. The world number 1 right now is Australian Adam Scott. Justin Rose is the defending champ. He's from England. Nobody has won the U.S. Open in back-to-back years since Curtis Strange in 1988 and 89. Bubba Watson, obviously a very popular golfer among fans. He just won the Masters earlier this year. He's won that event 2 times. Rory McIlroy, in 9 events this year, he's finished in the top 10 6 times. A little local flavor is Webb Simpson. He won this event in 2012. He's from Raleigh, lives in Charlotte. And one other name to hang on to is Phil Mickelson. He's chasing the career Grand Slam. That means he's already won the Masters, the PGA Championship, and the British Open. He's never won the U.S. Open. Obviously, a career Grand Slam is elusive and rare. There's really not a good reason to pick him. He's not playing well this year by his standards. He hasn't had a very good 2014. However, he did finish second in 1999, which is when the U.S. Open was first here, and I think he's become somewhat of a sentimental pick.
Jeff Tiberi is our Greensboro Bureau Chief. He's at the 114th U.S. Open in Pinehurst this week. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you, David.